Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today with one of my incredible friends who is insanely talented and the guy I met him. I didn't even meet him through this guy. Literally, he was just in the same room. And we're going to get to that in a sec after you know who's guest co-hosting the entire show and who's also on the same show where one of my favorite guests, who I'm meeting for the first time, is on to help me welcome my guest co-host, Chris Ackerman. What's up, man?
Hello.
Dude, you're here. You made
Finally.
It. You are on the show. you're going to watch this on YouTube, or you'll probably hear this on streaming platforms. You're going to be like, okay, this is the TV that everybody is on, and that this is what it looks like in the white shirt that he wears all the time with the little stain that's, I don't know, it's somewhere, it always shows, but I'm like, bro, in the hat with the little logo on it, like this is what it is, bro. I've been trying to get him for like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, what? And it's kind of crazy because I like we talked about before, I mentioned your name on 53 with Nick Sparshot, who I love dearly. I really do. And I told him, I said, bro, there was this other guy who I didn't. It's funny because the other guy, of course, was you, and I didn't even meet you. I don't remember meeting you for the first time when I was leaving for the last time there. But I remember seeing you on Instagram first. So I kind of knew when you walked in, I said,
sure. Oh,
that guy, but I don't know that guy's name.
Yeah.
You feel what I mean? I knew who you were, not even through mutual friends, but it's funny because Marco, I had the same encounter with Marco. I saw him on an Instagram thing or somebody tagged him in something. And then I met Marco, backstage or somewhere in Towson.
Yeah.
And I just said, yo, that's crazy, bro. It's just crazy. And literally, it's funny. We're not even supposed to be talking about this. Marco, I love you. Marco, listen to me. I love you, man. And he knows that too, but I don't think he really feels my heart. So I love you, man. But don't. Hey, listen, I am a tough guy, okay? But Marco had I was looking at his account one day, literally the day I met him, and he was literally right next to me. I didn't know who he was, and I said, because he was with somebody else. He was with one of his friends, and I remember meeting him, and I was like, I literally just saw your Instagram account, my guy. Like, how you doing, bro? Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me out with this, for real. I really appreciate it. How you doing? What's up? What's good? I know you in the room. Look at all them upright bases, boy. I know
right
what it is.
This is mine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up? Yeah, I'm glad to finally come on. I know, like, we talked a little bit back in like April or something like that. About trying to find a time to get on, and we couldn't figure it out. It was a weird semester.
Yeah,
it was really
it was really
not
hectic.
Good.
Yeah,
really I think hectic. Most people say that, but I'm doing good right now. Back in the swing of things. I honestly like summer kind of sucked because I didn't have a great work ethic a lot of the time, and I feel like when I'm not being productive, maybe it's a symptom of like going to music school. And when I'm not constantly doing something, I feel like when I wasn't having stuff over the summer, I did a couple like teaching gigs and stuff, which really were great, and those were the best parts of my summer. But like, I was, by the end of the summer, I was so ready to come back to school, like, and like be in an environment again. I don't know, but at the same time, it's also like exhausting. I'm exhausted. I've only been here like a month and a half, and it's like it's starting to set in. Like, each week is starting to set into a routine. Oh, but this is another Tuesday, this is another one, you know. But this is like my first, like, this is my most free weekend I've had in a while, so I've just been kind of taking it to chill and relax. And yeah, I'm chilling though. I'm doing all right.
And I appreciate you for letting me waste your time for the next like 40 minutes, because I know like I know this can be a lot a lot to do when I'm like, be like, hey, like, could you help me out with this? And I know everybody's busy, so of course I wanted to make sure you were cool and you're comfortable, man. And
yeah, it's crazy, man. Of course.
I told you, man. Like, you're human. You need to rest, bro. Like, resting is what we have to do as humans. We're not human doers. We're human beings. And I'm like, bruh, just be, okay? Like, everybody just says, let's do this, let's do that. How about we all rest, bro? Like, actually. Because you're not going to be able to actually get up at 5 in the morning if you don't rest the night before. Like, and y'all be not talking about the rest thing, and it scares me because I'm like, all right, now I don't know if I want to be around you because I actually need my rest because I like to do this. I like to just keep going as much as I can. But it's funny because I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he said, Adu, I saw him in person. He was working. He said, your eyes are just like so tired. You look so tired, dude. And I said, yeah. Hey, man, sometimes I feel like I can be a workaholic, but I don't want to end up being that way because I'm not naturally like that. I love to work and I love to work hard, and I do give myself that. Well, I don't give that myself that much credit because I don't feel like I do as much as what you do or the other guys up there. No, for real, because sometimes I feel like I'm over here doing something totally different in a different industry, in a different environment, in a different dilemma. Yeah. And yeah, I'm here, but I'm also traveling and whatnot, but it's not the same. And I do sometimes feel like the outcast. And I'm like, man, y'all doing stuff and y'all working hard. And sometimes I feel like I'm not working as hard as other people. So I appreciate for, you know, you still, y'all still, you know, allow the little guy in, you feel me?
Oh, hey man, everybody's on their, everybody's living their own life. Everybody's on their own journey. You know, there's no one size fits all plan to life. I'm not saying anything that's like revolutionary or anything,
man. Nah,
but
bro.
Like, there's no reason not to, if I can organize
my words. Bro, I get it. I get
like,
it.
You know what I'm trying to say.
It's something. Yeah. It's something that, you know, only you can really just go through. And you only sometimes we forget that we are people who actually need to just, like, you know, like, rest and and have a conversation with somebody that we really admire and whatnot.
You know,
it's one of them things. I feel like I know we're taking this to a low level. This is not low. This is very low key. But we just had a therapy session. We're having so I'm just like, I told my friend yesterday. I said, I'm not trying to. Yo, I don't want to get on here and not be the Adu that everybody sees that jumps out of his chair every time a new person comes on. And I'm just like, bro, I appreciate this because y'all remind me that, hey, like, I do, you're human. Like, come on, hang out.
Yeah.
Come on, do your thing.
You know,
get out of your workspace.
Yeah, we were just talking about, like, taking care of yourselves and resting and stuff. And really, like, taking care of yourself. I just thought of it. I wanted to bring it up. My, I have a new therapist that I've been seeing since, like, spring. And I'm very like pro therapy and everything. Obviously, like, it doesn't work for everybody, you know, but in my case, it's helped me a lot throughout my life. Right. And, my new therapist told me something I'd never thought of recently. And it was, to be selfish, not in like a harsh way, being selfish and not caring for other people's, but like being selfish and in like prioritizing yourself. And at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself and what your needs are. Yes, like, I like to think of myself as like a selfless person. Like, I like to help other people and stuff. But at the end of the day, you can't be living your life for other people, you know, and you have to just do what's right for you. And that's where there's that aspect of selfishness, you know. So I've been thinking about that recently. But yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Not to be a downer.
No. I was going to say, like, something to that, but I'm not trying to go there right now because you're really touching a soft spot right now. I'm just like, dang, I actually need to hear this so I won't feel like the outcast. Like, you feel me? I feel I'm feeling
I'm
so
here to
much
be real,
right
man.
Now.
I'm here to be real.
I know.
Man.
I love it too, man. We really about to have a therapy session. And I think I think one of the things that really got me to be like, who is this guy named Chris? You know, not just the bass player, but his personality. When I was when we met, we actually met in that same room that he's
this
in.
This room, like right behind this webcam.
Yes, literally. Like. And like I was playing, there's a piano in the room. And you know, when there's a piano in the room, I gotta touch it. because I was literally in that moment. I was in the middle of, I don't know if I was writing a song or I was just hearing a melody and I just wanted to play it. And of course, in comes Nick and Chris, and they are there, and they pay no mind of me, which is fine, because I'm like, of course, we didn't know each other, so, well, I kind of knew of Chris, but this guy with a beanie comes in, he looks cool, and I kind of judged him, because I thought he was cooler than me, so I was like, okay, all right, cool, they're not saying nothing, I'm just saying stuff, but I'm just going to play, and one of the things that really stuck out was when we started playing cartoon theme songs, cartoon music, soundtracks, and I was like, yo, I play the Backyard Against theme song all the time and try to put new elements to it and create new songs.
I think it was hard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And so I was just like, bro, I actually really like what y'all doing and how y'all even like the little, even the SpongeBob thing y'all were showing me. I was like, what? Like, literally from start to end, it was like they know what they're doing. At least let me say Chris really like was really like more into this. I could tell. I felt like Nick was just like vibing off of whatever you're doing, and I was like, yo, what is this, bro? They're playing the SpongeBob theme song, all these Nick Jr. and old cartoons, Looney Tunes and whatnot. I'm just like, what? And it really surprised. I'm joking.
You're okay. You're right.
That's why they say don't chew gum when you're doing a show. Anyway, I'm like, yo, I really like that. And that's funny because I love writing children's music. You feel me? And that's and besides the records, it's just like I have a 12-year-old, 8-year-old, 4-year-old mindset.
Get at her. Yeah,
that's why when you guys really like me, I say y'all just liking me because I'm the young person in the room, bro. Because I'm literally everybody. I'm just like I'm younger than everybody.
Yeah, we goof off way too much in here. we get serious when we need to, you know.
No, it'd be like,
and
that.
I'm glad that we're able to, because at the end of the day, we're all pretty serious. But like, we have our fun. But you got to, especially being here all day, or else you're gonna go insane if you're not having fun. You know, like,
tell me about it. I'll tell you, man. But man, let me tell you something. So I really want to learn some more stuff from you because I feel like, you know, even like the stuff you were playing, of course, I just got to let y'all know I'm a musician too. So if this is the first time you're watching this show and you're just tuning in, I'm a musician. So if you hear me talk about music a lot, excuse me. And you already see the upright basses right behind them. So you know what this is. You know exactly what this is. So I really want to learn some more stuff because I was talking to my friend Ty and he was like, yo, I love Little Bill, that show. And it's funny because I didn't even know that the guy who played Everybody Hates Chris, who the lead of Everybody Hates Chris, Tyler James Williams, I believe that's his name, was, I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe he was Little Bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know, like, that was, for me, a great show. I love that show, man. And, of course, I'd be taking ideas, honestly, like, from Oswald, Backyard Against is like a big thing for me, bro. Like, even on my phone, like the songs I have downloaded, you can see that I have like some of the Backyard Against albums. I'm just like, what? Mixed with the Mac Miller albums. When you see it, it's like, what? What does he listen to? And like, I'm like,
hey,
I listen to everything, literally everything. I go from rock to rap to indie to Broadway. I can do Broadway. I don't do it a lot, but I can do it.
You know, I understand that because, like, some of the guys at school, like, particularly Quinn, like, he's always like, man, I can't believe how much music you know about and how much music you listen to. And I'm like, bro, I really don't feel like I listen to that much. I know some people that are always people all the time tell me about stuff I've never heard of. But, like, I don't know. I have the music I like, and it can vary from anything at any time. It's all, I don't know, it's all music. And not to be, like cliche or, like, music is, I don't know. At the end of the day, music is music, and it's art that was created by another human being that they probably had a lot of passion for. And there are some recordings, I won't lie, where I'm like, yeah, I'd rather this not be on right now. But typically I say any music on in the background is better than no music on.
Hey, that's, you know? That's what I say, bro.
Because I don't know. That's just the way I like to think about it.
Well, let me tell you something. You said a name that's really sticking out to me. And I'm kind of going to do the same thing I did when Nick was on the show. Quinn, guest co-host the show. It's been 12 months, buddy.
You got to.
It's been going on more than a year now.
I'll talk to him.
Put in a word for me.
Yeah, I will. I got you.
I've been trying to, bro. I did this. I don't know why I feel like everybody's so busy. So the moment I try to reach out to somebody, I feel so guilty if they don't answer back. That's why when I got, not saying that's for anybody, not saying that's for anybody. I'm not speaking on anybody. That's why when I, not speaking on anybody, saying that's what happened. But I'm saying, even like when I contacted you, I was like, I know you're doing so much, and you are a really busy guy. You do a lot, and I think that's one of the reasons why when I met you, and we were just playing, and I really was just fascinated about all these cartoons, man, that you were just playing, and I was literally writing songs right in that moment. I was like, yo, you just do a lot. Now, hold on. You gotta tell me this. What are some cartoons, man? Because, man, we all love ourselves some cartoons. If you don't, you have a problem. No, I'm fine. You don't have a problem. No. I'm a kid at heart. I you can see that, of course. However, I just want to say, man, like I know you and of course me. You know, we know how to play like jazz music and all the other type of music, but like playing children's music and like scoring that is different. And even if you're not scoring, just, you know, recording that and just putting that on a record or sending that to some sort of agent or like network is like, yo, that's so crazy. So like, is that, you know, like what cartoons did you like really grow up, you know, listening to, man, or not listening to, but watching, bro? Because I mean there are some cartoons that I did listen to on the radio that my mom has put on. I didn't even know that was that, and I would have to use my imagination. It was so crazy, bro. What you grow up on, man?
God, that's like something I haven't really thought about. I feel like, like, it's not often like I go sit down and like watch cartoons anymore, you know, at least like children oriented cartoons. Yeah. Right. Like it's cliche, but I don't know if I can say that on here. It's very cliche. But SpongeBob is such a classic. Like, actually, this summer I was hanging out with some friends in Ocean City, and we put on like some of the early seasons of SpongeBob, and like I was surprised every single one of those episodes is like ingrained in my brain now from seeing it so many times as a kid. Like, I remember all the plots. Like, every episode is like memorable in those first couple seasons. I don't know. I watched all sorts of stuff. It's like I don't know if there was anything I was like fanatic about, you know, Like, well, I was just like any other kid, and I watched cartoons,
well,
you know?
You know, so funny. It's funny that you said that, like, it's like stuck in your brain. You know, some of the episodes, the earlier ones, 1999, 2000, 2001.
Yeah, those ones, yeah.
Man, I tell you, and this meeting is going to end in 10 minutes because I didn't buy time. Okay, it's okay. It's okay, I do. It's okay. I tell you, man, like, I know SpongeBob. I don't know why I'm making myself sound old right now. I tell this next generation, y'all don't know what, because y'all seen these other SpongeBob episodes. Y'all
it's still on. It's
yes,
still on.
It's still running.
What is it like now? Well, yes. I haven't tuned in. I don't know.
No, it's still running, and I know we see it too. I mean, we're not watching it, but because we know how it started. We like how it started. Not everything starts great, just like the show. No, I'm playing. At least start. But I tell you, like I could say the early episodes were great. I know one of the I think when it comes to a lot of the shows that I watch, man, like I don't know why I'm waiting for somebody to make fun of me about this, but I'm a big VeggieTales type guy. I don't know if I told you that, but
I love
VeggieTales, man. From 1994 to 2015. Well, let me shut up. I like the episodes in every single movie they did from 1994 to 2008, around that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really love it. I'm a kid.
Yeah, I'd have to... God, I don't know. I'd have to, like, really pick my brain and think, like, what cartoons I was, like, watching a lot. Because honestly, like, when I was a kid, I feel like Well, I've always been a really big pro wrestling fan. I still am a huge pro wrestling fan. I don't watch it as consistently as I did when I was a little kid. But like when I was a kid, all I wanted to ever watch was like wrestling. And I loved like all those like shows like iCarly and those like Nickelodeon and Disney, like original sitcoms like that. I used to like, that's all I would watch as a kid, that and wrestling. Like,
hey, bro. I know me, even that, when you say that, it's like, you know, I don't know if I would consider myself a Nickelodeon kid, but I will say I'm somebody who loves a lot of kid stuff. I'm such a kid, bro. I really am such a kid. I know right now I hate time. I really hate it. And I know that's only giving me the signal to go to commercial break. There's more of the Ado Show after this. We'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today released his new single back in January of this year.
Oh my gosh. I already love him. We've been talking for the last like 10 minutes. Help me welcome my new friend, Nick Maurer. He's so amazing, man. Hi! Hi! What's up? How you doing?
I'm just hanging out in my Minneapolis hotel before the show tomorrow.
I know I grabbed you at a really tight slot. Y'all don't know what happened, bro. First of all, I gotta say, I know you're a busy guy. You are a very, very busy guy. And I just want to all just sincerely thank you for saying yes to this. He knows exactly what I'm going through with this show right now. So I'm like so grateful. Especially in this moment. And I know when I look back at this moment, I'm going to be like in awe that someone who just met me just less than 30 minutes ago just said yes to me about this thing. Oh my gosh. What keeps you running throughout the day, man? You're too busy doing so much, especially now, which we'll get into
throughout
in a bit.
The day. Oh, what keeps me going throughout the day is... Honestly, I just love to create, and I've had musical artists change my life by the lyrics they write and the music they make, and I only hope that I can make music that someday will affect someone the same way that music has affected me.
I feel like you've done that to me. I'm so serious. My heart.
Well, you just touched my heart then.
My heart goes out to you, Nick. Now, I know most artists always have people. You know what? Forget about the paper. I'm trying to do it, but I can't. First of all, I just want to say how much I already love you, man. You're amazing. I love your smile. And you have an amazing music taste. I usually do listen to the people who usually be like, oh, yeah. You should listen to this guy, and they try to put me on, and I'm like, nah, it's not gonna work, and it doesn't work. You are one that I have been not stalking, however, been really very, very attentive, very I just like you, you know. You're dope, man.
Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna pick up this paper because I know if I don't have it in my hands, they're gonna penalize me. Okay, now I know. Now I know most artists always have people who do the mixing and mastering and producing and sometimes songwriting for them. However, I just want to take it back to when you released Dirty Clothes. You did that track on your own. And so, okay, so do most of the projects or all of the projects that you work on, you work on by yourself?
So everything that has been released up until Dear Baby has been 100% me.
His new single. I did this so horribly. That was so horrible.
The newest single for now. Yeah. I got a lot of new stuff that's in the works, and I'm way more excited about where my music is going than where it's been. It's the new stuff is a completely different feel. It's a lot more upbeat. I'm aiming for making it like, I want it to hit at live shows. I want to play a song at a show and have people be like, oh, it's that song. You know, that's my goal. So that's what I've been working on lately.
Hey, I'm rooting for that. I'm rooting for your vision. And I hate Zoom because it's going to end in 10 minutes, but it doesn't matter because I'm about to send you another Zoom link after this. Because
do it. And then maybe I'll send you a sneak peek of a song.
I feel special. Anyway, this is why I have a show, because I get benefits. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing. I'm playing. Please don't use that against me. I love everybody. If you haven't, I know I'm supposed to say this at the end of the show, but like, Nick is such a talented individual, and checking him out has been really it's been really dope, because like, he has this like way, you know how some people are like a copy of a copy of a copy, and they want to be like that, and I understand that, and it's cool, and I really gravitate to that because I know a lot of people have their inspirations, but I really like, I'm drawn more towards when somebody has the original thing. And yeah, they're inspired by others. Yeah, they're inspired by their people and their idols and people that they look up to. But there's something that's in them that nobody else can do whatsoever. And Nick has that. And I love it.
Man. So much. You're just stroking my ego all day. God damn.
Bro.
That's literally my goal in life, is I want to make music that either A, changes music, or B, changes lives. That's the goal, right? You know, if you're a musician, you either want to influence the culture or help people with your lyrics.
Hey, yeah,
that's just where I'm at.
Well, you know what? I love your heart.
You just made me feel so good by saying that. So,
dude, man, I love your heart. No, thank you, bro. Thank you for real, though. I sincerely can't fake it. I'm so serious. I really, really do have a heart for you. And I feel like as a creative, you can kind of feel when that you have a like connection, and it's like an instant connection. Literally, it's like you don't have to force it. There's no forcing of energy, none of that, and it's just amazing about
100%. It's just amazing how music works, bro. Like, I'm so serious. I'm overwhelmed right now, which is why I'm kind of like stuttering. So excuse me.
It's all good. You know what we got to do?
Please talk.
We got to make a song together.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I can't do this show. No, I can't do this show no more. I can't. I'm laying on the floor. I can't do that. He just offered me to record a song. I'm recording a song with Nick Mauer. Oh my god. Okay. Let me get up.
Bring it back. You got it. Golf flat.
You know what?
What?
We have to go to commercial break.
All right.
There's more of the do show after this. We will be right back with Nick Mauer. Welcome back to the Ado Show. I'm still here. Unfortunately, I'm still here. What's so special about me? There's nothing really special about me, man. Nick is what's special. Nick is the most amazing human being anybody can have and know. If you're in the presence of Nick, you know it's going to be a good time. You already know.
And I try.
He tries, but I feel like he tries so much to the point where he doesn't know how he affects the individual that sees him and hears him. This is a therapy session, bro.
I love it.
How did you get your start, man?
My start in music?
Yeah. No, your start in plumbing. No. Sorry.
Oh, no! Okay, fair enough. Starting music. So I was 10. My sister had a guitar that my parents got her. She never played it. I was like, hey, can I try that? Started around. Didn't really make it far, but got the interest there. And then when I was 12, my parents got me one of the Squire starter kits. It's like a little electric guitar with a little tiny amp. And I started playing there, and I would just like learn songs from bands I liked and jump off my bed playing electric guitar to songs and messing around trying to figure out stuff. And then by the time I was 18, I started writing my own songs and wanting to learn how to record them. So then I started building a studio once I graduated high school, and that kind of brought me to here. I recorded a couple local bands from Des Moines, played in a few, and now here I am.
I love that. I need to give him a hug. I need to give you a hug, bro. Oh my gosh, bro. You know what's so funny? I'm so weird that I will hug you for a long time and will not let you go. All my friends know this, and they're like, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Yeah, I'm like, no. You're already in. You ain't coming out. No.
Right? Stay here now.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I'm not... I'm not Oh my gosh, let me get to these questions. This is what's been on my mind this whole time. Now, I saw on Instagram that you announced back in August of this year that you are going on your first solo tour. Ah!
I'll clap for that by myself. I'm on it right now. One of the most cathartic feelings I've ever had, because I've never been on tour before. I've played in a lot of bands. We've played a lot of places, but I've never been on my own personal solo tour. And I put all the work in. I booked all the shows. I got everything lined up. And now here I am. And it is such an amazing feeling, especially to be talking to you.
Dude.
In the middle of my tour, I get a message saying, hey, you want to do this interview? And I'm like, yeah, I want to do an interview. Of course.
I'm like, what better way to be in the middle of tour and you get this random text from this dude saying, do you want to come on the Ado show?
The only way it would be better is if we were in person.
That's what I'm saying! Oh my gosh! I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm suffering over here. And I'm
well,
so.
I guess that just means I have to book a tour to Maryland.
Oh my God! Do you hear him? Let me stay in my seat. Let me stay in my seat, guys. If Nick comes to Maryland,
we gotta sell that. Ciao.
Oh my yo! Stay tuned for more details. I'm not saying nothing. You already heard where.
I have a friend in New York too, so might as well just make it a whole run, you know?
Huh.
A little northeast run.
I really love him right now. And I'm not even saying that just because. I actually have two friends in New York right now as we speak. One is an amazing actor, which I can't say his name because I'm doing something big with him, but I'm going to tell you about him. Ah, that's a lot I want to say. And then my boy Isaac is up there in New York right now. He's a musician, insane trumpet player. He downplays it though.
Oh, trumpet player, you say?
Yeah, bro. Yes, bro. I can't lie about that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, but he downplays it, and I'm like, bro. He came on my show. He's like. Yeah, man, I'm not at that level yet. Or like, I'm inspired by you, but I'm not at that level yet. But what he does not know sincerely is I've took stuff from him and have come home and tried to recreate to the best of my ability. I feel like it's the people who really think they don't really affect you, or they really don't like. You really don't know how much you mean right now in this moment, Nick. That's why I'm like, if only I knew to fly to Minneapolis, I can't even say the word, to do the show. I'm like, bro, because I travel to do the show when I have big guests, and when I have not only a big guest, but I don't have enough room, because this is definitely a small room. If you don't know, I know it looks different on camera, but this is a very, very small room, actually. And I would love to take this show to Minneapolis and come, but you're going to be gone by tomorrow.
I'll be here until I leave Saturday.
Well, by the time this airs.
Got two shows, and then I leave Saturday, and then I head to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then St. Louis.
Wait a minute. St. Louis is your home?
No.
Okay.
After St. Louis, I go home.
Okay.
And then I finish the album.
You said something about the album, so should we talk?
Wait, what?
We can cut that out. I'll cut that out.
No. Well, the thing is, I've been working on an album for like a year and a half. and I wasn't feeling it for a bit. Just was not liking the style of music I was playing. I've really just been trying to find what will translate well live, but still resonate with me, if that makes sense. Like, I want songs that people are excited to hear live, but I also want them to feel great to me to perform. I don't want to play songs that I'm not behind, you know? So, like that little clip I was showing you during the break, that's like where I'm trying to go, is more like upbeat R&B music with, you know, it'd be cool to have a full band eventually, but right now I'm just on the road by myself, so I'm just doing backing tracks. But that's the goal long term, and that's where the next album is heading, is more like upbeat fun songs. Like, I want to make a whole album of songs where you're like driving in your car and you're like, oh yeah, that's the, you know, that's my goal, is I just want to make music that I can like ride around to and feel happy about, you know?
Well, one of those songs that I'm definitely going to be doing that exact vibe I'm really going to be feeling is Dear Baby.
Dear Baby, you're reminiscing about another thing lately.
What was the idea behind this, bro?
Oh, that song. Okay. So Reno and I have been making music for probably, so we actually started off in a different band together. We were in this 8-piece jazz band called the Axolotls. And we, like, that was how we met, was through that band. And we were like, oh yeah, that's cool, like whatever, the music's fine, it's whatever. I have my studio at my house, I'm always working on it. And one time Reno comes over and we start making music together. And Reno is super heavy into R&B. So Reno's like, oh, let's make this type of song. And I'm like, all right, that's, and then I'm, oh, that's not the right sound. But like, so we make an R&B song and we're like, oh, that's actually really cool. And then we just keep working together for years, for 2 years or so. And then Dear Baby came about because we hadn't made a song in probably 3 months. We just hadn't made anything new. We were working on Reno's album, which is out now. And I was mixing and mastering on that album and recording everything, and Reno was playing. And so we finished working on that album. We hadn't made a song just ourselves in a while. And we were like, all right, let's make a song. And then I find a sample on Splice, make the beat. Reno starts writing, comes up with that first line, be a baby. And I was like, oh, that's fire. And then we just made the whole song that day, probably within an hour. It seems like all my best songs have come within like an hour.
I wish that was for me.
Same, but like, I don't know. It's just like, if I work something too much, it feels like goop, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm working on a song for months and months, I keep fucking with it, then it's just falling through my hands and I'm just, there's nothing to grab onto. But if I like make a beat, record lyrics, go, then it's like done. Throw it off to the mixer. Your turn.
Yeah.
Make it sound cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's something I would really do. Yeah. That's something I would
do. Now I'm rambling.
I love it. You're amazing.
I love it too.
You're amazing, bro.
You're amazing too. I appreciate you having me on more than you realize. I haven't had the opportunity to be on a lot of interviews or anything like that, so it feels great to be asked to do something like this. Back and better than ever.
Dear Baby is out now. Everywhere music is sold. Nick Maurer is on tour right now. Go and see him live, everybody. You're not going to want to miss it. He's an incredible artist and a musician and has the most softest heart any person could ask for.
It's almost too soft.
But he's insanely talented on stage, so don't despise him because he's insane. Like, actually. Like, he's actually insane. Like, I'm not saying that just because he's, like, my friend. I'm actually saying that because he's just, like, he's actually, like, literally. He's just talented in his own thing. Nick Maurer, everybody, I could talk about you all day. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show. I'm about to fall off my seat. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. The time that we have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content, I think. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can, since the show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune into the Ado Show every day, not weekdays, not weekends. Every day. He's saying no, which tells you, you can only watch the show every day. Keyword. Only on YouTube.com. And if you don't like seeing my face, because you don't like it, you can stream this show. On every single platform, you can find this logo that is nowhere to be found. That made no sense. I don't know. I don't really want to leave, man. You've been great, like, for real, though.
Oh, thank you, man.
We'll talk some more. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna hang out some more. I'm gonna come in there and bombard the bass room.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, man.
You're always welcome,
man. Much love, man, to you. I want to say thanks to Chris Ackerman and Nick Maurer. Stay cool, live life. Until next time.